Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. My name is Keith Caulfield, and I am the co-director of charts at Billboard. Joining me, as always, is Billboard's deputy editor digital, Katie Atkinson. Hi, Katie.
Oh, hey, Keith.
How are you?
I'm great, because today we have Must Hear Music with Billboard's deputy editor digital, Joe Lynch.
The other deputy editor digital. Well, as always, the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop.
Today on the show, we've got Must Hear Music. Joe and the team will be chatting about so very much, including new tunes from Kesha, Broken Social Scene, and Demi Lovato.
But first, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, why don't you subscribe to us on iTunes? Come on. Do it. Mm-hmm. So you won't miss an episode, and you know, you can give us a rating while you're at it, or even, you know, write a little review, say some nice things about us because you love us. Well, I don't know, maybe you don't. Anyway, but you should, you really should. If you have any questions for us, you can tweet us at Keith_Caulfield or at KT Atkinson. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit itunes.com/billboardpodcasts. Well, Joe and the squad, I'm calling it, it's like he has Taylor Swift
hashtag squad.
Squad goals. We'll be diving into new music, as we mentioned, from Kesha and Demi Lovato and Zedd and Liam Payne's new collaboration, Get Low. Katie, it seems like we're getting a bevy of new music lately from some of our biggest pop stars. It's good to be a pop fan right now.
I would say you're exactly right. Even Kesha is back.
Yes.
We've been waiting forever.
Yes,
for
queen.
Solo Kesha.
And you know, Liam and Zedd, don't sleep on that, because you know, he's going the banger route right now with Get Low.
And Demi, Sorry Not Sorry.
She's not sorry.
She even has a house party tour around her single.
Wow.
This is how she rolls.
This is, you know, it's good to be a pop fan right now.
Indeed. So let's get into Must Hear Music.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music podcast. My name is Joe Lynch. I'm sitting here with Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
And Jason Lipschutz.
What's going on, man?
Oh, you know, a little of this, a little of that.
Wow.
I should have some better banter prepared than what I'm saying right now, but
yeah,
I don't.
It's okay.
How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I just invited Lindsay to my birthday party on Facebook, because we weren't Facebook friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had
been
friend
podcasting
her.
For a while, but not Facebook friends.
Yeah,
just
I think it,
out, you
that's
know?
Kind of
yeah,
insulting.
I think that
yeah.
she didn't want to friend me.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got over it, and now we're okay.
All is well.
I'm glad. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to that karaoke party.
Yeah.
Can you give any teasers of what you might be singing?
Well, he's performing an original.
Yeah,
we'll close out the night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Maybe Bad Liar.
No, oh, I'll definitely do Perfect Illusion. I've been that's been my karaoke.
You should do Million Reasons.
No,
nice vocal showcase
no,
for
it's,
you.
Yeah, it's Perfect Illusion. I did Green Light recently for the first time.
I can
and
see
it
that.
Was very, very fun. Too.
I think the three of us, we should do Bang Bang by Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj, and Jessie J.
So what
okay.
would you do?
I'll take Jessie J. I'll take the hit for the team.
Oh, come on. She's got a body like an hourglass.
I think you might be Ariana.
So you would do the rap?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. That's fine. What's going on, man? What are we talking about on this podcast?
So we've got some great stuff. So on this one,
aside from Bang Bang,
We have new Kesha, which is very exciting.
Yes.
New Demi Lovato. And what else? I can't find my little list.
Some Liam.
Oh, yeah. Liam Payne with Zed. What did you pick, Jason?
This is
how I feel all the time.
Yeah. Broken Social Scene.
Right. You went indie this time.
I did go indie.
Broken
this
Social
time.
Scene.
Oh, and Dejloaf.
And mm-hmm. Dejloaf, yes. And then you have a kind of left field pick for us that
I do.
Let's not name it right now. Let's keep that.
That's a tease. Yeah,
gotta keep listening for that one.
All right. But let's start off with Kesha. So Kesha's Praying came out late last week. This is your pick, Lindsay. So why don't you talk a little bit about it?
I will do that. I absolutely love this song. I think it was the perfect way for her to return. I will say, for those who haven't heard it yet, I highly recommend listening to it first, not watching the video. I think the video detracts from it a little bit.
Ooh.
Just because, like, every single thing she's saying is just so impassioned. And, like, you know there's so much meaning and so much feeling behind it. And the visuals, it's fun and it's Kesha and it's great. But, like, to sit there and actually listen to her sing, like, all the shit that she's been through is really powerful, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just usually, okay, so it's, I mean, without getting into the entire background, but we know Kesha's been through some stuff. She hasn't had an album in, what has it been, 5 years now?
5 years, yeah.
Which is insane. I mean, she had that song, speaking of Zed, she had True Colors with Zed 2 years ago, which was, like, fine. It was just whatever.
Yeah, well, it was a remake of a Zed song that didn't have her. She just took over the vocals for it.
But Praying is the first, like, proper single we've had from her in, I think, 4 years. It's been way too long. I think, yeah, I agree. I think this is, like, a perfect comeback. I think usually, and I think it does such a good job. It's, like, a very serious song. And that's something that could, like, easily, like, buckle under its own, like, weight and, like, grandiosity. And it's, like, very austere. And usually those things don't work in pop. Like, I feel like usually you kind of listen to it and you're, like, oh, that's nice, but you don't want to listen to it again. But, like, this is just, like, so... The build is perfect. Like, there's meandering. It's just, like, a perfectly executed slow build. You know, starts out kind of minimal, and then she starts working her way up to, like, showing off her voice, but not overdoing it. And
she
then
sounds great on it.
Yeah.
She really showcases her vocals in a perfect way, because it's, like, kind of, like, beautiful and seamless, but then she allows it to get a little bit raw for a second, and then she kind of pulls out that crazy high note trick.
I wrote it down. It's at 318.
Yeah, it's this insane high note that, like, you just never hear in music, because it's, like, a near screech, but it isn't. It's, like, somehow pleasant to the ear. I saw someone on Twitter describe it as the heavens parting and Jesus Christ appearing. Which I think is pretty much accurate.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
That's exactly how I would describe it.
And then there's
pretty
a great...
Pretty much accurate.
There's a great compilation of people just reacting to that high note, like, listening to it, and then, like, their eyes widening, like, as big as saucers and, like, all color draining from their face. I think it's just... And also, it's catchy is the thing. Like, another thing, like, usually songs like this aren't, like, melodically memorable, but, like, this has been in my head since it came out.
Yeah. Same. And I will say, and then I'll let you get a word in.
Yeah, sorry. No, it's fine. Go for it.
I think a part of me was worried that if she did address some of the stuff she'd been through, it would be, like, almost too heavy and uncomfortable to listen to. But it's done in a way that, like, it can be relatable on so many different levels to so many people. So just the whole way she tackled it, I think, was really well done.
Right, because it's clearly about, like, what she's been through. But like you're saying, like, you could listen to this and you could, like, apply it to your own, like, life struggles or whatever you've been through. Like, and it's nice and malleable for that. Jason, what do you think?
So the point I disagree with is that I haven't found it melodically memorable. Like, I think that I actually like the song. I think that I haven't really found myself returning to it in the way of, like, oh, I really, you know, obviously it's different than, like, simple playlist fodder. It's a very emotional listen, and more than anything, it's great that Kesha's back and making new music. It's great to have her back. But I think that I kind of described it in the same way that, like, the day it came out, I was like, well, this is sort of, if I were to guess what the first Kesha song was going to be like, I would kind of guess something like this. And that's not a knock against it, but I think that there's nothing about, like, I know that Kesha's already an amazing singer. I know that, like, she has all of these things to say, and it's worthwhile that she's saying it, and it's very powerful. But at the same time, I'm not connecting with the melody, with the song itself. That's okay. Like, this isn't, like, she didn't write this for me. She wrote this as a testament to what she's been through and as a beacon for people who are going through the same thing. So who cares what I think about this song? But at the same time, like, what I said also to you, Joe, is that I hope that her album, which is coming out, like, pretty soon, it's like a month away.
I think August 11th.
11th,
maybe?
Yeah.
And called Rainbow.
I just hope it has songs with this thematic element to these thematic elements to it, but like in your face, like ass kicking, like tearing stuff up kind of stuff, and like because she's so good in that mode,
yeah.
And if she can kind of marry this, like, this really profound emotion with that mode, I can't wait to hear that. So while I obviously respect what she's doing on this song, it definitely hasn't been one there where over the past few days I've been like, oh, let me put this on again. I just, you know, it's not that for me.
All right, well, we've got some disagreement with that. Yeah. Apparently she did an interview with, I think, Sirius XM, and there will be, like, kind of what yours. I'm not sure, like, thematically if there'll be songs like that, but there are, like, more upbeat sort of, like, kick-ass stuff on
and
it.
I figured there would be. I saw her at Firefly, and seeing her live for the first time in so long, seeing, like, she did exactly what you just said. Like, she was quite literally kicking ass on stage. Like,
yeah.
It was awesome.
Let's do it.
So I can see that being heard on the album.
Yeah. So?
Yeah.
We'll
and
see.
And related. Oh, so let's listen to it. So, okay. Kesha praying from... upcoming album Rainbow. All right, that was new Kesha praying. So actually, just last night at a Brooklyn bar, I saw one of my favorite drag queens, Ragamuffin, do an incredible lip sync to Kesha's Praying. It was flawless.
Wow. Yeah.
I've got the video. I can show you guys.
Thanks. So, please. I can't wait.
It was really remarkable.
Thank you for sharing.
All right, well, let's do... let's go to another... pop titan, Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
New song, Sorry Not Sorry. Coincidentally, the title of Naya Rivera's memoir.
Ah.
I wonder if they're going to have a Twitter fight about that.
You never know.
I have to say, okay, so this is my pick. I am so over people saying Sorry Not Sorry. I think super annoying and just completely pointless. That being said, like...
Joe, let me clear the air first. I've used that phrase, and I'm sorry.
Oh my
God. Sorry.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
So that being said, I approached this song being like, and especially like the whole practice of like naming a song or an album or a TV show or whatever after like dumb little like catchphrases of the moment is another thing that bothers me. However, I really love this song. It's just like so catchy, and it makes me happy, like, I mean, you know, like, I like when Demi does I'm more into upbeat Demi, I'll say, or, like, kind of, like, cool for the summer,
like
dance
Demi.
Pop. See, yeah, the sad Demi, I mean, she has an incredible voice, but, like, it just doesn't hit for me as hard. And
Skyscraper,
I
man.
Love,
that's what, yep. That
I
song.
Love this, the fun, like, Sorry Not Sorry. But also, like, it's, you know, it's, like, it's an ass-kicking sort of song, like we're talking about. Like, it's defiant, you know?
Yeah.
It's not without substance. It's not completely froth. But what do you guys think of it?
So I'm a big Demi guy. You guys all know that.
Mm-hmm.
By you all, I mean every listener to this podcast, probably.
Yeah.
So it's solid. I mean, I think that I was really blown away by her past two lead singles, by Heart Attack and Cool for the Summer. I thought both of those songs, like, when's the last time you listened to Heart Attack, man? That song is still so good.
It's like
it amazingly written, and it has this weird like 10-second intro that like ramps up very quickly. I think that this one's a little bit safer. I don't. Yeah. I still appreciate Demi in terms of like her delivery and in terms of, you know, just her overall personality. I'm interested in, because this sounds very different than what she's been doing. So I'm a little interested in like where she's going from here. But this kind of feels like a tease of a next era, and I don't know if it's like a radio banger. In the sense that, like, Cool for the Summer. Like, I heard Cool for the Summer the first time. I was like, I can't wait to hear this 100 more times. Right. I don't think this is there. Yeah. And maybe part of it is because, like, the title phrase is just, like, a little bit grating.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, welcome back, Demi. Let's do it. I can't wait to hear more. The good thing about, like, one of my favorite things about Demi is that all of her albums have, like really good non-singles. So maybe that's what we're have in store.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Lynn?
I have a personal theory as to why this is a safe play for her.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a video of her singing live Cool for the Summer?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess at award shows.
It's really never been great. I think it was a really hard song for her to tackle live because of the range.
Yeah.
Sort of the same thing with Heart Attack. And when I was listening to it, like, the first thing I thought to myself was, like, this is more in her range. Like, I could see her doing this live. It's not as risky. And I think that was like an intentional move for her.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, she does have those like voice. I did actually see her perform "Cool for the Summer" at a pool party one time. It was very cool.
Perfect. Anyway, location.
Pool for the summer.
Pool for like the summer. Yeah. Well said. Well said, Joe.
I think that's an interesting theory. My theory, because I was wondering, kind of thinking a similar thing. Like wondering why this is like a little bit safer and not quite as like vocally dynamic as her other stuff. I think it's just because like that's what's kind of like hitting on the charts right now. Like I feel like that's kind of even what like Gaga did with The Cure. It's like musically like it's not super in your face. Yeah. Like it kind of just glides by, and I feel like that's kind of what seems to be playing at radio right now. Like all these songs that aren't like incredibly hooky, which is almost like counterintuitive. You would think like the catchier the better, but it's almost stuff that kind of like glides by without like being super noticeable seems to be doing the best at radio. So that was kind of my thought, that maybe she's going that route.
Yeah, I guess my main problem with the song is that it's not singular in the way that I was hoping it would be. Because you think about, you know, we all love Bad Liar.
Mm-hmm.
You think about that song, like, that's immediately what...
But that's not doing well at radio is the thing, though.
Well, but
it is incredible.
Yeah, well, it's doing okay, but like...
It's not doing great.
Well, that's fair.
It's like a very polite argument.
But my point is that it has such a distinct tone, and... Look, like, in terms of, like, we've talked about it, like, what Selena does with her voice on that song is, like, very, like, very memorable. And this one does not have that kind of special quality.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like, I give her the benefit of the doubt. So,
yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see. We will see that. Anyways, all right, well, let's listen to...
If I did talk over you at any point in that segment, I am sorry.
Oh, no. Oh, my
God.
But
he's not sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. God.
I'm guessing that will happen at least one more time.
Yeah,
I hope so. I really do.
All right,
let's listen to Demi Lovato, Sorry Not Sorry.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, that was Demi Lovato. Do you want to, Jason, what was that song called again?
I forget the name of it. I'm sorry. Not sorry.
Hey-o. All right, let's do a Jason pick. So yeah. In lieu of Lindsay not picking up the indie banner this time around,
yeah,
Jason
it's like a Freaky Friday.
Broken Social Scene. Yeah. New song, Stay Happy, is the name, right?
I try to channel Lindsay and you know, I listen to some White Stripes. Keys, and then I came out on the other side and I was like, I really like the new Broken Social Scene album. I actually really do like the new Broken Social Scene album. I've been a fan of theirs forever. They were like one of one like hit at the perfect time for me in terms of like college indie rock. They were just all over that.
Right.
Yeah, so I didn't love their last album, which came out, I can't believe, 7 years ago, Forgiveness Rock Record.
Wow.
But Hug of Thunder, like, they just sound like I think Forgiveness Rock Record was definitely more of a change up, and I would even say more ambitious. They tried to do more like straightforward song structures, and it didn't really pay off. This one just seems to kind of be like sinking back to their basics, but in a really good way. Like they kind of have figured out what, like, they've remembered what they're really good at, and that is like creating this wall of sound with a bunch of different voices and a bunch of different instruments piling onto each other. And yeah, I mean, I picked Stay Happy because it's the perfect like representation of that sound. Like, you just everything just works so effortlessly on this song, where you have this kind of extended intro and then these pop vocals, and then this the production almost reminded me a little bit of like Dirty Projectors. There's a lot of like start stop in there.
Yeah.
And the time signatures are nuts. And like, I really, really liked what is going on this album in general. But like, I think that this is like the perfect kind of sample of the album. So yeah, I love it. What did you think?
I can't believe I actually have not listened to the album all the way through yet.
Wow.
I know. I sort of like missed the whole Broken Social Scene boat.
Well, their last album came out in 2010, so you would have been three?
Yeah, just four? About.
Just about three or four.
Yeah, you know, I was just so young. I couldn't even figure out how to put on headphones at that age.
You were trying to listen to Forgiveness Rock Record and couldn't understand. Anyway.
But yeah, so I did kind of miss it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But this album is like reintroducing me to them in a way. This song was... I really did like this song. I, like I said, don't know what the rest of the album sounds like, but I liked the intro, like the little instrumental intro before they all came on.
Yeah.
Were all 15 of them on the last record?
No. So that's like Feist a huge wasn't point on for the them, last right? record. Yeah, I think most of them were on the last record, but
okay.
This is like all of them, and they have a
really
couple
cool
new vocalists. Yeah, it's just like they're just like a Canadian like collective that just gets together every few years and makes records like this. They're awesome live. They're so so great,
yeah,
live
sure.
too.
I've seen them live.
Really? Yeah, they're so so great. Yeah. So.
Yeah. No. I also liked this a lot. I loved the self-titled that came out 12 years ago.
12. Yeah, you're right. 05.
But yeah, but similarly, Forgiveness Rock Record, I just like did not enjoy at all. Like, I didn't hate it, but it just did really nothing for me.
Yeah.
And I think I barely returned to it.
Yeah.
And this, yeah, Stay Happy, I've not listened to the full album yet, but this, like, listening to this one song made me think like, oh, this is,
I know, right?
But it's not like they're just going back to the good album. It's like it kind of has a little bit of the Forgiveness Rock record like feel, but
has a little bit of
better.
That bite,
a little bit of the bite.
Yeah. I wonder what like Broken Social Scene's like legacy will be. Like, there obviously was that kind of Pitchfork era, like, you know, like You Forgotten and People is like proclaimed as one of the best albums of the entire decade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that like most people think of it that way or even are aware of it, but
yeah,
like they're just, yeah, they were so into that era that they helped define it to me.
Right. Well, I mean, there was like that era was when like indie was like the thing.
Yeah.
It was like the cool thing, and now it's not really like pushing the envelope creatively anymore. Like most indie musicians kind of sound like they're kind of recycling sounds. Not to, that's a very sweeping statement, but
don't say that. Obviously, Lindsay's right next to you.
I know. Obviously, there are many counterexamples. I'm not saying no one's doing anything, but I'd say the major, like, most popular indie bands these days.
Yeah.
Which was not the case, you know, 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah. But. I mean, for those listening, and Lindsay, I would urge, if you haven't checked out You Forgotten People, which is their second album and the one that kind of broke them in 03, just an incredible album still. So, and I love the self-title, too. It's awesome.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. It's Stay Happy from Hug of Thunder, the new Broken Social Scene album. You're the bell and you beckon. The hours, the minutes, the second. The more you are, I will be. I will be me. I will be me. The hours, the minutes, the second. I will be me. You're the bell and you beckon. The hours, the minutes, the second. I will be me. The hours, the minutes, the second. All right, that was New Broken Social Scene. And in a very similar vein, let's talk about the new Liam Payne song.
Oh, yeah.
Liam Payne and Zed, dynamic duo. Song's called Get Low. It is not.
It's funny because I actually, like, prepping for this, I actually listened to Broken Social Scene and then, like, Zed featuring Liam Payne. I was like, wow, this is a strange.
Probably the
turn.
Only person to, make that pivot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First off, okay, it's called Get Low. It is not the best song ever titled Get Low. There are obviously...
Definitely not.
Yeah, there are far superior ones.
Yeah.
Kind of the reason I picked this, though, as one of mine is, like, we talked about Strip That Down on this
podcast.
We sure
did.
And that's a pretty embarrassing song, I would say.
Oh, come on.
It's not good.
I would agree.
This, I actually, like, I mostly picked because, like, I surprisingly enjoy it. Like, I don't think this is remarkable, but it's a really good pop song. And kind of what we were saying earlier, like, it kind of has that, like, breezes by. It's not, like, too attention-grabbing, but it's very pleasant. His voice sounds incredible. Like, this is definitely, like, Strip That Down, I think, did no major favors to his voice. Like, it was kind of him in this swaggery mode that he couldn't 100% sell. This is him showing off how well he can sing, and he really has a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think Zed did a good job, like, complimenting his voice without overpowering it. Like, it's just a nice marriage. Like, this is one of those things where if I heard, you know, every so often on the radio, I would be very pleased to have this on in the background.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But what did you guys think? You guys seem way more suspicious about this.
I'll let Lindsay go.
I didn't like his first song, and I don't like this one.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
I'm trying, Liam fans, but just can't get behind it. I think he's, like, pushing so hard to be the sexy one, like, the, like, cool bad boy who talks about, like, doing it in dirty clothes, and, like, this one is just weird, too. I don't know.
Wait, Dirty Laundry was Niall Horan, though. No. Yeah. Come on, get him right. Yeah.
This is making it even worse. Oh,
there is
down.
A lot of them.
That's what you called a
once. Stripper
jam. Strip That
I
Down,
I did call
right?
that a stripper jam. It is, yeah.
Okay. I mean, still, he's trying a little bit hard to establish himself in this way. I don't love this song. I kind of like Zed, but I think I weirdly like when he works with female vocalists instead.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's able to, like, do these really explosive choruses with them, which I didn't really hear on this one at all.
Right. I mean, yeah, Fox's, the Zed song, Clarity, was just, that was probably his finest moment.
Yeah, this one just doesn't do much for me.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm a little bit in the middle of you guys, I guess. I liked it. I actually did really, really like it more than I thought I was going to. I mean, Zed's solid, man. Like, Zed is just, like, a solid, like, EDM producer who understands, like you said, how to accentuate pop artists' vocals and kind of, like, you know, I remember when Before Stay came out, like, I heard that he was making a song with Alessia Cara, and I was just like, I don't know if that's gonna, like, how is that gonna work? And it actually, like, they pulled it off. Like, it sounds like it makes sense. I don't love that song, but it definitely like isn't like an embarrassment at all.
It was a lot of high praise there.
No,
don't love
saying,
it, but not an embarrassment.
No, I don't love that song, but no, it makes sense. It's a big hit. It's a good listen. But I feel like more than anything, this definitely establishes Liam as like a credible like solo vocalist when you need a solo vocalist.
Yes.
Like I foresee more of these types of songs
mm-hmm.
coming from him in the future. And I think that's kind of what he needs to do.
Right. That's like, kind of what like when I yeah, when I heard this, that made me think like, oh, he's the kind of person like maybe it's not so much like a solo album star, but like a DJ is making an album and you're like, oh, I need a man who can sing and who has a, you know, a beautiful voice.
A man
voice.
Who sing. Can sing.
Right, exactly. And I can't get Justin Bieber, but Liam Payne's here, and that's also fantastic.
But if you compare this to the Louis song, Just Hold On, like, I think I don't dislike that song, but I think mm-hmm. that Liam definitely sounds more natural on this.
Yes.
So, yeah, I would recommend this song. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm going to recommend it. I think Zed's a pretty undersung. I mean, like, I don't think he's a genius by any stretch, but, like,
yeah.
everything he does is just, like, he's pleasant. Just, like, been very solid and, like, pleasant, like, producing stuff that hits at radio and doesn't get grating after the 15th listen.
Yeah. Can I tell you guys, speaking of which, can I tell you, an underrated Zed song that you all know? Because,
yeah.
But it's featuring Zed. It's not Zed featuring someone. Break Free by Ariana Grande. Yeah. That song
incredible
is still
song.
So good.
Yeah,
I love that
song.
I do like
awesome.
That one.
Oh man. Well, so that,
thank you
there
for
you
that.
Go.
Yeah.
Never get tired of that song.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. Well, this is Get Low. It's Zed and Liam Payne. All right, that was new Zed and Payno. Next and last, right? Or wait, did we...
No, we have two more.
We have two more. Okay, yeah. Wait, Jason, what was... Wait, well, let's do yours, Lindsay. It was...
Yes.
It's... wait, who is it?
Aya by Kwaku Collins.
Right, Kwaku Collins. Aya featuring Alan Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget Alan.
Of course, I'm
so this
Alan.
Was this is kind of a I've never heard of this artist before.
That's the goal here.
So how did you stumble upon this?
So he's an Evanston rapper. So I still read up, you know, on all my Chicago-based mags and papers.
Repping
and there's
for the hometown.
Of course, there was a really great feature article with him, and so I read that and got introduced to his music. And I brought him up in one of our music meetings a while back for the song "International Business Trip."
Mm-hmm.
Came out a while ago, and it's also on the EP he just released called Gray. But this song in particular is my favorite one. It's just like a really, really good beat, in my opinion. You can't really understand what he's saying on the verses, but that's why I like Alan's part.
Mm-hmm.
It's more lyrically clear, like what
yeah.
they're saying. So I think that was really necessary, but the beat is what really sold me on this.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. The production seemed like a little... distorted is not the right word, but like a little muffled in a way.
Right.
And I think that's intentional. I kind of like that. Like I like when people play around with like
the I sonic. Do too. And it makes it like perfect for easy listening. You know, like you don't have to dissect too much. You can just have it on.
What did you think, Jason?
I thought it was good. I agree with you. You guys seem to think that the production is kind of the main draw. I kind of agree with that. I didn't love, like it didn't really hold my interest after I kind of sunk into the production, but it did. I enjoyed just the overall feel of it, but I didn't think like the song itself was there for me.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Lindsay.
It's okay. I sort of knew that would happen.
Wow, this is such a role reversal. I'm talking Broken Social Scene. Anyway,
yeah.
And I'm just looking at the SoundCloud. Apparently, Kwaku Collins also produced it.
Mm-hmm.
So did the rapping and producing. So that's very
props
impressive.
To him. Yeah.
I would say. I would say, yeah, listening to it, the production definitely is what stood out to me, but I liked it. Like, I would be curious to hear more from this guy.
So. Yeah, I feel like he could be around for a while. He's playing Lollapalooza, so.
Nice. Are you going to Lolla?
I believe I am.
Cool.
All right.
Back
see
in the big
fam?
Windy,
oh,
whatever
yeah.
they call it. Yeah.
That's exactly what we call
windy.
It.
Wow.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You sounded like a computer, like a bot, like a Twitter bot being like, Chicago, the big windy.
Yes, exactly. Whatever. Sorry, not sorry, Jason.
Wow. Ooh. Well said.
All right, well, let's listen to
well
it.
Well said.
Oh, my
well
God.
Zed.
Well said. Oof. All right, Kwaku Collins featuring Alan Kingdom, song's called Aya. All right, next and last, we have a Jason pick, which I already forgot what it was.
Dej Loaf,
yes.
You just look it up.
I did just look it up, too.
So I don't even really have much to say about this song. It's just a jam, man. Mm-hmm. Like
No Fear is the
No
song.
No Fear is the song. Yeah. Came out a couple weeks ago, so I'm a little late on it. I'm sorry. Not sorry, because we get to talk about it right now. Dej Loaf still hasn't put out a debut album. Has a million cosigns, has been ready to blow for a minute, and that I really hope this song takes off like in a major way, because it's just a perfect summer song. Talk about sleek production, mm-hmm. Just a great vocal turn, and I just love it. No Fear, I just want people to add this song to their playlist because it will make them so happy.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, I love her, and I was surprised how kind of polished this was. It definitely, yeah, this seems like something that's, you know, being aimed towards radio and, you know, various playlists. Like, there's a lot of crossover to it. Like, you know, like, this could easily play with, like, a rock fan.
Yep.
Or a pop fan, or someone who likes more, like, trap house things or hip-hop. Like, it has a lot of different instruments and sonic elements.
Yes.
But it does have an identity. Like, it's not kind of a pandering thing either. It's a really good, and it's short too. It's like 3 minutes.
I feel it's
like
less than 3 minutes.
It packs a lot in a very short amount of time.
Love it. Love this song.
I really do too. Yeah. This is my intro, so I did a little like backtracking and saw all the cosigns that you mentioned. So that's when I was kind of like, damn, like this is impressive. I want to hear more. The album's coming out this year at some point.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is like the first official single. So
yeah, it was. I really liked it. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's fantastic. She's been kind of percolating around the blogosphere for a couple years now, I feel like.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like sometimes you just need one song to really put you over the top, and hopefully this is it.
I think this could be it. Or if it isn't, I feel like this is just kind of like that, take it to the next level, and then maybe at that point you do the Springboard single.
Cool.
Yeah.
But no, I feel like this is awesome, and I think, you know, I mean, at this point there's really just... You know, in terms of, like, female rappers, like, with chart success, it's pretty much just Nicki. Like, it's kind of ridiculous that...
I mean, there's been a couple, like, Remy Ma and Cardi B, and we're getting to the new era, so...
I just mean in terms of, like...
Major, people, like, platinum,
Yeah, like, kind of like a platinum sort of pop star, and I would just love to see that open up a bit more.
Yeah.
You forgot about the IGGY, yeah.
I did not forget about that. I was...
You're saying who dat?
I'm saying who dat. Yeah, wow. Exactly.
Well, I'm saying IGGY.
Yeah. Anyways, well, let's listen to it. Dej Loaf, No Fear. Add it to your playlist. Buy it on iTunes. Other things. So blah, blah, blah. Listen to it here.
It's so crazy, but as long as you're right here, none of the gossip, nothing can stop us. I want to love you. Don't be scared, get up. Okay, yeah. I won't judge, I don't care, get up. Okay, yeah. Baby, move your feet.
All right, that was Dej Loaf, and that's all we have for this podcast. So thanks for joining me, guys. Is there anything else coming up this summer that you guys are really excited about?
I'm really excited for... There's a couple of rock albums coming out, Sheer Mag and Downtown Boys, in the next couple weeks.
I love Downtown Boys. They put on such a good live show.
Yeah, they're going to be in the city this week. Sadly, I cannot see them. But shout out to Downtown Boys and Sheer Mag. And I'm going to be at Pitchfork Fest this weekend in Chicago in the Big Windy.
Hit up Jason in the Big Windy.
So if you see me trying not to blow away in the Big Windy...
So big and windy here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm basically taking my Lindsay impersonation on the road to Chicago to see indie rock at a three-day festival.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Something no one asked for, but yet here we are.
That's all I got.
All right, cool. What about you? Do you have anything you're excited for? You can also say
sure
no.
I do.
Yeah.
You know, just keep them to myself for now.
Here and
there. Tune in next week.
Ooh, a tease.
Yeah.
Keep the cards close.
Exactly. Liam Payne's exactly. Single. Don't want to give it away all right. Up front, you know.
I guess we don't know when it's coming officially, but I'm excited. I really want to hear more from Miley. Like, I still love Malibu, and I'm very, I know we heard that, I forget what the last song was called, but like, the one that was like dedicated to Hillary, but like a proper like Malibu follow-up single.
Yeah. And I guess
Same for Selena, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Fetish is coming.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Fetish next week,
right,
maybe.
Very excited about that.
Cool. Sweet.
All right, well, thank you for listening. Tweet us what you think about any of those picks, and we will catch you next time.
Bye, guys.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.